Okay, I think I'm ready.
Right.
The time is 1:32. My name is Dane Herbat with Travis County. I'd like to call to order the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network meeting of the Board of Directors for March 5th, 2024. Agenda item number one is a roll call.
I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll call the roll. Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Sid Falk, Bickerstaff Heath, Delgado Acosta.
Present.
Frank Ammons, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Steve Martin, City of Austin.
Sorry, I was on mute. Present.
Harold Knoll, UT.
Present.
Robert Sadler, LCRA.
Present.
And Steve Pyle, State of Texas DIR.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
And Gatton contractors that we have joining us are Chris Gonzalez with Bricom.
Present.
And Doug Wilson with JC Communications.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
All right, agenda item number two is citizen communications. What do we have today?
Nothing, sir.
Present, sir.
Hearing none, agenda item number three is review and approve the minutes from the board meeting of February 6, 2024 in your packet.
This is Sarah noting for the record that Paul Hodge with Austin ISD joined the meeting at 1:34 p.m.
This is Gary, ACC. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Steve Martin, City of Austin. I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. Is there any further discussion? hearing no objections, management, please lead us through a vote.
Paul Hodge.
Aye.
Steve Martin.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
And Robert Sadler.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
All right, thank you, everybody. Agenda item number 4, Board Chairperson Update. 4A is the Gatton FY24 Cost Avoidance Report.
Yes, this is Sarah. This is an exercise. Oh, I'll wait for Carlos to pull it up real quick. 4A. Thank you. This is an exercise that Gatton has done every couple of years since 2012 to estimate the annual cost savings that Gatton members realize by being a part of Gatton. And many members find this report helpful to give to their respective governing boards or leadership. Benchmark pricing was obtained from the DIR Texan contract for 1 gig and 10 gig, and then from entity reported averages for 40 gig and 100 gig. These benchmarks were applied consistently across all entities. The total line in navy blue shows the estimated gross savings, and then each entity's annual contribution amount for FY24 is subtracted from that to get the net savings for FY24. In total, all 7 Gatton entities combined saved $22.5 million in FY24. You know, overall, we did see a decrease in the quantity of circuits and a decrease in the benchmark costs, especially for the 10 gig circuits. You know, however, the cost savings that each member realizes remains significant. So this report is available on the Gatton SharePoint, both in PDF and Excel. And it is also available on the Gatton public website, both on the homepage under the About Gatton video and also under the General Info tab on the website. Please let me know if you have any questions. And thank you all for getting your responses in by the deadline.
So great work, management team. As we can see, we're saving the public a lot of money by having this partnership. It helps that we don't have to pay Jaime. UT is picking up that cost.
Right.
Okay, any further discussion on the cost avoidance report? Feel free to share this internally with your internal stakeholders and help spread the word. The value of Gatton. All right, let's move on in the agenda. Item 4B is approval for a Gatton fund balance transfer in the amount of $700,000.
Yes, this is Sarah again. This agenda item is for our annual fund balance transfer and budget line item adjustment. Management met with the MAC vendor to estimate the project expenses that will be paid out for the remainder of FY24. And this request is to supplement the MAC labor and cable budget, as well as the Bentley management budget line items. Management is requesting that the board approve a fund balance transfer in the amount of $700,000 to be allocated to the MAC labor, $620,000, MAC cable, $75,000, and Bentley management, $5,000. The supplementation of the MAC budget is for already approved and forecasted projects. The remaining fund balance after this transfer will be approximately $1.98 million. You know, when management presents the draft annual budget, the presentation includes the financial forecast, which illustrates the fact that Gatton plans to draw down from that fund balance to supplement projects in each fiscal year. As a reminder, the fund balance is surplus funds from previous fiscal years, and it does not include that $2.1 million in emergency set aside. Once the transfer and budget line item adjustment is approved, management will work with Austin ISD to initiate the transfer and budget adjustment and make the adjustments to the appropriate purchase orders. So management recommends approval of the fund balance transfer of $700,000 and the FY24 budget line item adjustments.
Sarah, this is Dane. How would this impact the budgeting for the new backup NOC location?
It doesn't impact it because this is for already approved projects, including the decommissioning. So, you know, when I show that forecast, it shows that we are going to exceed our MAC budget in every year because we have these large projects like the decommissioning and the relocation and those large TxDOT projects. So this is actually less than I anticipated that we would be transferring. I had anticipated we would need about $1.1 million transfer this fiscal year, but because we're not going to complete as much as we had anticipated, it's a little bit less. So it does not impact our fund balance bottom line. With the approval of the remaining cost of the decommissioning is about $700,000 right now. Now that is basically if we were not to get any more money beyond FY24 and we were to pay out all the projects that have been awarded, including the decommissioning, and get all of our reimbursements back, we would still have about $700,000 left. But that is not impacted by this because this is for already approved and forecasted projects that are included in that, you know, of which the decommissioning and relocation is included.
Excellent. Thank you. What questions do we have, board members? Okay, I think we're open to a motion here.
This is Steve with DR. I move that we approve the Gatton fund balance transfer of $700,000 from the FY24 budget line.
This is Jaime, I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve Gatton fund balance transfer in the amount of $700,000, and FY24 budget line item adjustments. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, let's send it through a vote.
Paul Hodge.
Aye.
Steve Martin.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
And Robert Sadler.
Aye.
The motion passes. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Agenda item 4C, Austin ISD 2022 bond construction impact at Gatton Supernode sites.
Yes, this is Frank Ammons, and we have learned a little bit more as a network management team in regards to AISD's projected projects. In particular, Travis was known as Travis High, and the impact to Gatton on that. So what we plan to do is bring to the tech committee a more detailed showing, illustration, design of the impact to Gatton in regards to what AISD or doesn't do on that at Travis High. And other than that, I know, Paul, you may have some stuff to update the board on, or you may want to wait till we get to the technical subcommittee level to do that, but feel free to fire away.
Yeah, I'll wait for the technical subcommittee. I worked with Carlos to kind of come up with a Gatton pathway design. So we just want to take that to the subcommittee to get their impact, or the technical committee to get their impact, you know, insight.
Yeah. So just in a nutshell, this one's going to, it needs to be brought to the tech level to get recommendation on how to proceed as Gatton, and while making the tech committee aware of the impact, there's a few options available. We'll be bringing that to the tech committee, and that's all we have for that one. Any questions?
All right, agenda item number 4D, Gatton backup NOC decommissioning.
Yeah, so at the last board meeting, the board had approved the remaining decommissioning costs for the reroute of the four transport rings around the Austin Convention Center. Since the last board meeting, The technical chair and board chair has met with the City of Austin chair to alternate chair actually to speak to in-kind contributions, potential in-kind contributions that can be that Gatton can be accommodated with in regards to the commission. And I would let either any of the board members or board chair, City of Austin board member or board chair, speak to that if they'd like to in regards to that conversation. If I need to touch base on it, I can. Basically, I'll just limit it to this. We'll get further information as the City of Austin is looking into it deeper. But there were three items of interest that came out of that meeting that would be of interest to Gatton as far as the decommissioning and getting the City of Austin's assistance with it. And that's where we're at with it. There'll be some more information to be provided soon at the board level. I would like to give the opportunity for the City of Austin to have a little more time since that meeting was recently to look into that endeavor and then report back to the board with its findings. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah, forgive me, Frank. I don't remember exactly what the items were. Hopefully you've got those written down. I know that one of them, we're going to be asking for a 10-year guaranteed period in the next location instead of the 5-year that we got at the convention center. Another one, we're going to be asking for priority when it comes to any permits that we need to pull for the building or the decommissioning of this project so that we don't have to be stuck waiting because of the city's actual, their own timeline. I don't remember the third.
I got you. For the decommission, all the rec out we have to do inside the facility, if that can be covered in the cost of the actual demolition or if the Convention Center or City of Austin can pick that cost up, we have to get all that fiber and everything out of there, wreck it all out, basically pulling everything out if that can be covered by the project itself or by the City of Austin.
Yeah, that's right. So it didn't make sense for us to go through and decommission something and at our expense when the building's going to be demolished. So I'm sorry, whoever that was that I stepped on.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It was me. I was just going to say, and you're correct, Dane. So Jaime, do you have anything else to add from that meeting?
I think that was it. Yeah,
that's what I had listed.
Now, if anybody else on the board can think of any other concession items that might be worth asking for from the city based on the situation that we're in, now is a great time, or you can reach out to myself or Frank and we can continue that conversation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Any questions around that one?
Okay, Frank, why don't you go ahead and take 4E as well, please.
Yeah, so 4E's for the Gatton Backup Knock Relocation Associate Agreement and Subcommittee Update. I do have an update on this one. We've had our last hurdle regarding this one. It's since the last board meeting, management met with the City of Austin Historic Preservation Office to determine what is needed for the submission of the Historic Landmark Commission approval. So we sent in the application to the POC, Point of Contact for the Preservation Office for review. I found out Thursday that the application has been processed. So that's good news on our end. One thing I did find out also is there's fees associated with it, an application fee for the application to be processed. So I was a little confused because my point of contact said the application has been processed, but then they also said once the fees are paid, they'll assign it to a project team for review. So I've gotten permission from the Gatton board chair, Gatton City of Austin chairman, to proceed in with a pro card payment if I need to from within the CTM budget to get the application paid for. But what I did do is I've replied to the Historic Preservation Office to let them know and sent them a copy of the Gatton ILA that no such fee should apply to Gatton because that's how it's written in the ILA. So I'm just waiting on a response for them. I have a deadline of March 8th to have this paid. It's already been submitted. It's being processed. Now we're down to making this payment. It's $83.20. So we're not going. We're not holding anything up for that. If they don't respond, quite frankly, to the ILA, unless the board directs me otherwise, we're just going to go ahead and pay that on the CTM credit card, just to make sure we get submitted on time.
Well, thank you for taking care of that. I know $83 is not a lot, but I appreciate you grabbing the P card and making sure this doesn't get missed. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a huge priority for us right now for this week. So any questions? All right, Dane, I don't know if you want to go into the property damage claim or if you want me to go into my GAT network management. I don't think property damage claim, from what I've seen, from what I recall from earlier today, requires executive session, but.
Let's go right to it. 4F, property damage claim.
This is Sid. Very little to update. The Lone Star company is actually called Mesh. The Mesh attorney has been changed. New attorney's getting up to speed. Gunner has talked to him a couple of times. He shares the prior attorney's sense that this case ought to be settled, and they're trying to talk to the insurance company for the sub and get them off dead center. So we're still on a wait and see kind of mode, but it looks like there's going to be continued pressure from the other defendants to get this thing resolved.
Is changing attorneys a stall tactic, or is that?
I'm sorry, is it what?
A stall tactic?
No. I'm sure it's just internal bureaucracy, or maybe the existing attorney's leaving. You don't know. And the existing attorney was for Lone Star, not for the main defendant, the sub. That attorney is still the stumbling block on getting any progress.
Any questions on the ongoing claim? Okay, hearing none. Frank, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, so we've got five A and B, and I'll lead off into 5A, which is the project status report. If you'll look in your handout for the project status report, I'm sure that's up. Yep, there you go. Thank you. We've got three projects right at the top, which are Gatton active projects. You'll see they're dated for after the moratorium, being the 20th, 27th, and 3rd. And those are all Super Ring South upgrade project segments to be completed. So we have those scheduled. As far as active projects, I don't have anything else to update on right now other than those coming up that are scheduled. Everything is in the works and moving forward. We have had some great progress here as of late on some of the projects as far as the permitting goes. So we're looking really good. Super Ring South, I'm really pleased with how fast we're being able to turn that around. Gatton future-driven projects, we still have that emergency repair on East Breaker. We'll get that scheduled as soon as possible. Developer-driven future projects, we have the relocation on Springdale. That's going to be scheduled. We have that Metro Park Foothills to be rescheduled. One's a D1N, won't fix D1N, and one's a tie cable that's going to be impacted. These are developer projects to be funded by the developers. And then for entity-specific projects, you correct me if I'm wrong, there's anything that's hanging on this one, because I know there was a lot involved with this one particular project, but we have the B1N on UT JJ Pickle node redundancy install. Jaime, you correct me if I'm wrong on that, but we're all wrapped up. I don't think there's any more loose ends on it.
B1 North is done, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's all I have to report for the project status today. Is there any questions in regards to it? Okay, hearing none, Sarah, do you want to take 5B?
Yes, Carlos, if you could please pull up the job budget report. This is Sarah. Management is tracking 51 jobs, totaling $3.4 million. So far for FY24, 19 jobs have been completed, and we've been invoiced $585,000. That leaves $2.85 million encumbered for 32 jobs. For FY24, we have been reimbursed $162,000 in damage claims and project reimbursements. And Carlos, if you could please go to the next page. And our fund balance bottom line has decreased down to $703,000, and that was due to the approval of the remaining decommissioning cost. Now, keep in mind, I don't have the FY25 budget amount listed here, so as we get into the new fiscal year, that bottom line is going to go up by about $1.1 million or more, depending on how we shake out by the end of the year. Please let me know if you have any questions.
All right, hearing none, moving back to the agenda. Item number 6, we did not need executive session. Therefore, we do not need item number 7, updated roll call. Moving on to item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding the financial report and current fiscal year budget issue.
Yep, this is Sarah again. This report is for the month ending January 31st. As you can see, we had a beginning of the year fund balance of $1.745 million. To date for FY24, we've received about $2.3 million in revenue. Keep in mind that our budget is $2.4 million. And then we have additional revenues like those reimbursements. Some entities pay quarterly. Those invoices will be going out on April 1st. And then we get interest income as well. Expenses to date, about $1.36 million to leave an ending fund balance as of January 31st of $2.7 million. And then we have that emergency reserve of $2.1 for an ending fund balance or a total Gatton bank account of approximately $4.8 million. And feel free to go through the whole 9 pages of the report. It's got all of Gatton's revenues and expenditures itemized out. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email. This report is produced by Austin ISD every month.
Any questions? All right, Dane.
All right, agenda item number 9, meeting and action item summary.
There's not any for today.
Anything that we missed, board members? All right, hearing none, that was a quick meeting. Thank you all for your participation. The next item is confirmed date, time, and location for the next board meeting, April 2nd, 2024, 1:30 p.m. here at the LCRA Service Center or on Microsoft Teams. This meeting is adjourned at 2 p.m. exactly. Thank you.
Thank you all.